USA Radio News.
Multiple Uvalde parents are speaking out, as well as videos are circulating on social media that shows family members, some of whom can be heard yelling at law enforcement officials, trying to enter Robb Elementary School. USA Radio News reporter Lance Pry has more.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Just 2 days after losing his wife in the Texas school massacre, husband of elementary school teacher Irma Garcia died of a heart attack. Joe and Irma Garcia were married for 24 years. They leave behind four children. Irma was shot and killed Tuesday trying to protect her fourth grade students. Lance Pry has the latest on actor Kevin Spacey.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey was charged in the United Kingdom with four counts of sexual assault against three men on Thursday, as he appeared in a Manhattan court to testify in a separate sex case brought against him in New York of assaulting a 14-year-old boy in the mid-80s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ahead of a playoff game, the Miami Heat basketball team urged fans to call their senators to advocate for gun reform laws.
The Heat urges you to contact your state senators.
That was the announcer, and a moment of silence was held before the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some Facebook users are receiving checks over data privacy violations. Earlier this month, more than 1.4 million long and short-term residents of Illinois started receiving checks for up to $397 as compensation for a $650 million class action suit settlement against Facebook. According to plaintiffs, the social media platform illegally used facial recognition data gathered without consent to prompt users to tag their friends and photos. Due to the suit, Facebook and Instagram users in Illinois and Texas won't be able to access face filter services anymore. The CDC says it has identified 9 possible monkeypox cases across 7 states: California, Florida, Massachusetts, New York, Utah, Virginia, and Washington.
Anyone can get this and can spread it.
That was Dr. Edith Sanchez, primary care pediatrician at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. According to the director of the CDC, all of the cases are among men who are from the LGBTQ community. The CDC has not clarified whether all 9 cases have been confirmed. And actor Ray Liotta, best known for his leading role in the Mafia classic, died in his sleep. Liotta was filming a movie in the Dominican Republic. He was 67. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.